Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, host, and I am looking forward to, as we record this, is our first show of December 2020. It's been an interesting year, to be kind. Looking forward to getting to the end. But in the meantime, I've got a great guest today here, Ronaldo Fraga. And Ronaldo is with TAB Atlanta North. But before we get to Ronaldo, just a quick shout out to Renaissance Bank. They have been awesome this year when it comes to helping business owners with PPP loans, and they're now in the forgiveness process. And I've been involved in that, and it's been terrific to deal with them. And they are large enough to, you know what they're doing and have all the services that they need to have for your business, but they're small enough to do it in a personal way. So if you need some help with your banking relationship, you need something a little more personal than what you're used to getting right now, go to renaissancebank.com, find their local office, and give them a call. Make an appointment and go in to see them. I think you'll be glad you did. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Ronaldo Fraga, as I mentioned. And Ronaldo, again, is the president of TAB Atlanta North. Ronaldo, welcome.
Thank you very much, John. I'm very happy to be here.
What a pleasure to have you. Talk a little bit about TAB Atlanta North. How are you serving folks out there?
So TAB Atlanta North is putting together, give business owners in boards that help each other. That's in a very nutshell. What we do is we use the expertise that each of us business owners have developed throughout our careers, and we exchange that because, as we all know, we don't know everything. And normally we don't know what we don't know, right? So when we put together something like 8 business owners around the table, well, right now around Zoom.
Yeah, the virtual table, right?
Right.
Yeah.
We may have 150 years of business experience just there. Mm. And people can help each other a lot. That's in a nutshell what we do.
Now, let's make sure everyone knows what TAB stands for. It's the Alternative Board, and board meaning board of directors, right?
Right. It's like, you know, these big public companies mm-hmm. that have paid board of directors to advise the CEO whenever he has or her has a difficult decision to take, an opportunity or a threat. And they are there to help. So small business owners like us, we don't have this luxury, you know. So therefore, what we do is we count on each other. We put together this business, and we become the board to each other. You know, that's how it works.
And it strikes me that that's a little different of a relationship than a corporate board. I mean, because in a corporate board, the CEO is supposed to report to that board. So there's more of a oversight relationship. Whereas what you're talking about is more of a collaborative mastermind relationship among peers. And that's an entirely different matter.
Yes and no. Yes, because there is no subordination here, but each member of our boards at the end of our meeting, they have time slots within the board meeting. And at the end of their time slots, they commit to do an action to address that issue he or her presented.
Yeah? Oh.
So therefore, there is an accountability factor here. The next board meeting, we open the board meeting with a follow-up of the actions taken from the former board meeting. So it is, there is an accountability thing there. You know? So in after a while, they know each other because these boards are, let's say, permanent.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always the same people meeting. So they know each other's business. They know each other key employees, and they know each other's trends and difficulties. You know, so therefore there is this kind of accountability there. You know.
Yeah, sure, that makes sense. Let's back up a little bit and just talk about maybe the business environment as you see it, and how that leads into the need to have a mastermind group like a TAB board that you can rely on. Let's talk about change. Right. There's a lot of change out there right now, right. Ronaldo, in a both expected and unexpected, obviously, ways here. And talk about the change that come, the threats that come with change, and making opportunities out of those threats.
Right. You know, John, even in so-called normal times, you know, change is in the nature of our lives. Mm-hmm. It's there all the time. We get older, so we change from morning to evening, and things change anyway. In normal times, they change in a different kind of pace than what happened like this year. The pandemics, everybody was affected in different ways, but I think I can certainly say that everybody's lives have been affected somehow by these pandemics. So as I said before, we don't know what we don't know, and when we put together a group of peers, unbiased, of non-competing industry, it's important to say, in a confidential environment. And we are there with the sole purpose of helping each other. We can see things from different angles. We can have these different opinions as a result of the different experiences. And that is really an asset that TAB brings to the table. You know, so I like to quote Peter Drucker's quote, the entrepreneur always searches for change, responds to it, and exploits it as an opportunity. So the key here is to recognize the change, the threat that comes with that. And by analyzing with different views, try to find the right solution that will transform the threat into an opportunity. That's how we approach that.
I love that quote because I think we've had so much unexpected change this year that, you know, a lot of business owners have started to view change as the enemy. You're saying it's not the enemy, it's the friend. It's your friend if you choose to use it correctly.
Exactly. Change is there. Will always be there. We have to make friends with that. You know, the business owners I'm in touch with in my business, some of them actually had benefits out of that, you know. So some people who worked, for instance, for the airline industry, of course, they have been badly impacted by that, you know. But some people who sell maybe awnings, you know, they are selling more because people are at home and they look around and what can I improve here? You know, so they put a kitchen outside with a cover And they go repairing the house and doing things like that. So there are different opportunities. And even the people who has been impacted, like the people who served the alliance, you know, by thinking over and by finding alternatives, what I've seen is that they have been able to reinvent themselves and their business and to find solutions. That's the meaning of that.
Folks, we're here chatting with Ronaldo Fraga, and Ronaldo is president of TAB Atlanta North, also known as the Alternative Board, and you're in the Atlanta North region of the company. So I'm curious about one thing, and this when you've got the peer board, and no one has ever been through a pandemic before, right? So how is that helpful when, you know, you don't have anyone with any experience in dealing with something like what we've had occur to us in our business?
Those peer advisory boards, what I've seen is that they trigger the best out of people, you know. So those discussions and the different points of view and the richness of individual experiences and the blending of that, mm-hmm. mostly the blending of that, you know, it kind of makes some magic, if you will, you know. Mm-hmm. That means those several points of view kind of they come together like a puzzle game, you know, and somehow they make things happen. Even though people didn't face a pandemic, the last one was 100 years ago.
Right.
So nobody's alive.
Yeah.
But anyway, they are affected in different ways. Mind you that in our business, yes, there are particularities that are specific to each one of our business. But everybody has HR issues, financial issues, tax issues, sales and marketing. I mean, you name, you know. So it is said that in average, the specifics of the business respond for 15 to 20% of the whole business activity. The other 80 to 85 is something common to everybody, these kinds of approaches. So, yes, the pandemic said, and you can think of that as a change accelerator, you know. So, therefore, you can, when you put together all these minds, you know, we can cope with that and mm-hmm. we can find solutions for that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what you're describing is the classic mastermind. I mean, that the whole idea of it is that not everyone has all the answers. In fact, no one has all the answers. Right. But when you add up the sum total of what each person can contribute, it's more than each of those persons individually.
Exactly. 1 + 1 = 2.
Right. Right.
More than two.
Yeah. You know?
So, and we're talking here of 4 + 4, the 8 people around the table. So it is, that's a recognized phenomenon that things really spiral. This kind of knowledge, this kind of common sense, this kind of experience, these things kind of create, let's call it a vortex knowledge, you know. So, and that really help a lot, you know, that transform the lives of people and of companies, you know. And it's important here, maybe, John, to say that the alternative board, we don't coach business only. We coach business owners, and we do care for the personal vision of the business owner and the company vision. So, and we try to match them together. Like we refer that as a bicycle, in which the business owner is the biker. Mm. The front wheel is his or her personal vision that directs where you want to go. Mm-hmm. And the rear wheel is like the propelling one that, I mean, really makes things happen. But you direct with your personal vision where you want to go. So this is, I think, a very nice way of describing how the alternative board works and how good it, how much good it does for the business owners.
I want to get into how the you set up a board and how that works and how you facilitate that in just a second. But I'm really drawn to something you wrote. And you write that forecasts are always wrong, but they are the best tool for us to create our future. Now, for those that, of us that did not believe our forecasts are wrong, this year has convinced us, right? But but what good does a forecast do us if it's always going to be wrong?
Well, I have to say that in my corporate life before being a time owner, I was in a suppliers conference of one of the giant clients we had. And one of the directors came to make the keynote speak. And he said exactly that. So I'm taking that from him. You know, so I'm going to give you our forecast for next year. And there's one thing I know about forecasts is that they are always wrong, but they are the best way to to manage our business. And that's true, you know. And on this context, there's another Peter Drucker. I love Peter Drucker, you know. So another Peter Drucker quote saying, the best way to predict the future is to create it, right? So when you... when we make a forecast, yes, we surely won't have the exact numbers, the exact figures we are projecting, but focusing on them and controlling the different KPIs, and we get as close to what we are forecasting as possible. You know, so if we don't. It said, if you don't measure, you don't manage, right? Mm-hmm. So imagine being in an airplane in which the pilot doesn't have all those controls in the cockpit.
Right.
I don't want to be there.
So, yeah, for sure. Right? For sure.
So therefore, yeah, in this context, strategic planning, which is one of the tools that TAM offers to our members. You know, we have a excellent set of strategic planning online tools that when they become members, they have access to. And then me as the coach and the facilitator, you know, so you already mentioned that. So what we have is one board meeting a month and one one-on-one coaching session a month as well in between board meetings. You know? So during these coaching sessions, among other things we do, we prepare the strategic planning using this TAB proprietary online strategic planning tools. Mm. So this is the way that we have the whole vision about the business owner's company and what he or her wants to do with that. You know? And then we create the KPIs to control if we are going to the right direction. You know? Yeah.
Ronaldo Fraga is our guest, folks, and he is with the Alternative Board Atlanta North. So, Ronaldo, I'm interested. I mean, let's talk about you for just a moment. You're obviously a key to the way these boards operate. You're the facilitator. Talk a little bit about your background and your journey and how you got to this point in your career.
Thank you, John. Okay, I had a corporate career of 40 years in one only company that was acquired three times while I was... I'm originally from Brazil, so I was the local CEO, if you will, of the... It's a German company that has a manufacturing branch. It's mechanical industry. It's components for capital goods industry. You know, so for 35 years, I worked there. After the seventh, I was the local CEO. And we went from like $3 million yearly revenue to $30 million in maybe 8 years. And from 50 to 200 employees, we doubled the shop floor area, and we modernized the company, I mean, all with CNC machines. And it was really modern, really state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities and all the surrounding things was, I mean, I'm talking about 35 years, 40 years ago. So remember, an integrated ERP kind of system was not there. You know, it was created during this time. And sure, all this growth, all this success was financed by local cash flow. We didn't have money from Germany investing there. So we ended up creating product lines in Brazil that our sister companies in Germany didn't have. And we export to China, to India, to Europe, North America, South America. Yeah, it was a very interesting time, these 35 years there. After which they sent me to Houston, Texas, to be the VP of the sales and distribution center with a 5-year contract. When it ended, I looked around and I wanted to use my expertise to help people, you know. So, and what I found is that in TAB's DNA, what you find is the will to help business owners thrive in their lives and business, you know. So that's what attracted me. Now, I use that as a coach. As I said, we have these coaching sessions between the board meetings, one-on-one. And I use for facilitating the board meetings, I use what I gained in facilitating my business meetings with my employees at the time I was running the company back in Brazil. So that's how things go. Yeah.
So you mentioned something there. I think it's important for people to know. So when someone signs up to join one of your peer boards, they get the benefit of the board itself and the meetings with that board, but also a one-on-one, regular one-on-one with you about them and their business.
Right. right? We have these coaching sessions like 2 weeks after the board meeting, kind of, and in which we follow up on the actions they committed in, during the former board meeting. We do the strategic planning exercises. We plan the issue that he or her will or she will present on the next board meeting. So, and we talk about any specifics, anything maybe out of the agenda that they have to talk that day specifically. So it's been amazing to see how deep we can go in doing these sessions, and it can be very, very helpful, you know, for the business owners and actually for myself, for that matter, because if I want to help, I can feel the help I'm giving during those coaching sessions. You
know? Now you're the local franchisee for a an international company, I should say.
Yeah.
What I find interesting, I was just looking at the show notes here. It's interesting that not only do you have the benefit of that connection and all the resources that come from that, but one of the things that you mentioned here is the Tab Connect app, where peer board members have access to 4,000 people around the globe and in 22 different countries. And that's quite a statement in terms of the folks that your board members can reach out to beyond just you.
Yeah, that's right. Tab was created in 1990 in Denver, Colorado. And right now, as you mentioned, we are in 22 countries around the world. And the beginning of this year, Tab Connect was activated, this app that you may think of LinkedIn just for Tab members and facilitators, you know, because it groups people together. And what we see there is that you get access to people in these 22 countries. I think of that a little bit like an extended board, you know, because now instead of having your eight peers around the table, you have like 4,000 around the globe. You know? So when people ask questions, they need references for specific members. They need referrals. They need, I mean, they exchange a lot of information there. You know, there's and the discussion groups become really interesting to see, because if I am talking about eight different opinions about around the board meeting, now you have people from India, now you have people from the UK, you have people from Israel, you have people from South Africa, you have people from Spain, and then, of course, Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. And, I mean, it's really amazing to see how things come together. We recently had a Tab Facilitators conference, international conference, online by Zoom. You know, and it was amazing. We had like 350 people join that throughout the globe, you know, and the exchange was enriching, to say the least. So, yeah.
Wow.
Tab Connect is really a very interesting thing. Yeah.
And again, I don't want to beat this to death, but it just strikes me as I listen to you talk. I mean, this is exponentially more value that one of your board members receives than just a one-on-one coaching. I mean, it's mind-boggling the resources that you bring to the table.
Yes. And there's more, you know, like, for instance, when one becomes a member, you get access to a DISC report. You're familiar with that, the communication style.
Sure.
And motivators report. You know, it's also done online, and it and the accuracy, all my members agree with at least 90 to 95% of what this assessment report says, you know, because, and it goes deep. I mean, it's really classified and analyzes some, not only the nice things that you have. And people agree with that, which is very interesting. But that helps a lot because it helps you to communicate with others and and others to communicate with you. You know, so therefore, this is one more tool that TAB offers to the members. You know, so it's another powerful tool. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Ronaldo, this has been great, and I know we could go on for a while, but I want to let you get on to the great work you do. So, but as we close, if you could give folks that might want to be in touch with you contact information and let them know how they can do that.
Okay, so you can find me on LinkedIn, and it's Ronaldo Fraga. So Ronaldo Fraga Atlanta, you find me. You can find me by my cell phone, 713-859-5193. As you can see, I inherited from my Houston time.
Right.
713-859-5193. Or my email, which is ronaldo@tabatlantanorth.com. So those are the three best ways to communicate with me. And I'll be very happy to chat and to clarify any doubts or hear suggestions, whatever you have, just to discuss. It's TAB is about personal contact. It's about discovering and enhancing the best we have, and to help each other to thrive. That's in our DNA. That's what we want to do. Yeah.
Ronaldo Fraga has been our guest, folks, with TAB Atlanta North. Ronaldo, this has been great. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, John. I was very happy to be here.
Thank you. Folks, just as we wrap up here, a quick reminder that if you've got some issues with your business that really involve you working on the wrong things in your business, and what I mean by that is you're setting up doing the books at 11 o'clock at night, or you're doing a lot of administrative tasks that really somebody else needs to do, and you need to focus on some major bigger issues in your business, I've got an answer for you. And it involves picking up the phone and calling Office Angels. And Essie Escobedo over there, she's the chief executive angel of Office Angels. And they've been doing remote virtual assistant work and administrative work, bookkeeping, that kind of thing for 20 years. So this pandemic business doesn't affect them at all. They are used to working remotely, and they've got a terrific team. I know that firsthand because I use them myself. So here's my suggestion. Pick up the phone and give Essie a call and explain your problem. 770-442-9246. And what she'll do is she'll find the right angel and send that angel flying in to get the job done on an ongoing or as needed basis, whatever you need. And you pay for what you get. So it's on an as needed basis, and there's no long term commitment or anything like that, or you can use them for quite a long time like I have, and you'll be glad you did, I promise you. OfficeAngels.us is the website. Check them out. Ezzy Escobedo, let her know that we sent you her way. And folks, as we wrap up here, just a quick reminder that North Fulton Business Radio is on all the major podcast apps. I won't mention all of them because we're on all of them, just about. I have yet to be stumped on this. But check us out. You can our search term North Fulton Business Radio on your favorite app and give us a great review. And it's not about me. It's about great business leaders like Ronaldo and others we've had on the show all these years. And it helps people find the show so they can benefit from the services that those business leaders offer. We're also on social media, North Fulton BRX on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. So for my guest, Ronaldo Fraga, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.